Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
do you want to side-by-side them? I mean,
I have four different versions of a Cosell laugh.
I love
laugh-offs. We can rank them. We can rank the Cosell laughs. Because right now, for me, the top seed is just the three count.
Let's hear it. Oh, that's a two pop. Oh,
that's pretty good.
He's got the inhale. All right,
that's
the three pop. Oh, I'll take that because that's like a five pop and then an inhale and a little bit like a trailer.
Sure,
I like the last one.
It's can good. You guess which one was today?
Oh, I know the three count was today for sure. That was today.
You're right.
And then the first one you played is also today, which is it's like a four count with a and then a three count.
Well, that was not today.
That was now. And that was not the first. The first one he played was a two pop. He played he just played a two pop. Ha ha.
That might
honk honk. It sounds like somebody squeezed the clown's nose. Ha ha.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah, well.
I feel like you on a Friday, I may not make it. Ha ha.
It is. You ever squeeze a clown's nose?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah. Hank.
It's almost like a duck with a piece of bread stuck in its throat at the local lake. Totally.
By the way, is that out of style now? My grandpa, that used to be his thing. We would go, my grandma lived on 42nd. Very, very close, couple blocks to the park. And that's when
the city?
Yeah.
And oh, my God. I used to go to that park all the time.
Yeah,
that little lake.
When we came over, that was the thing. We would beg him, take us to feed the ducks. And grandma, before our arrival, would have already separated some of the bread that was going stale in her kitchen.
Will you help me with my bread?
Exactly. And she would tear it into pieces. And put it into a bag, and then we would take it over to the park, and we would feed the ducks. Now, we were, 4 or 6 years old.
Mid-80s.
So, therefore, we are not responsible for the fact that that is wildly unhealthy for the ducks.
Correct.
So, is that out of style?
It's not only out of style, but it is frowned upon, and you can get in real trouble.
It's illegal?
We took our then 2-year-old to a place called Larkey Park in Walnut Creek. Wonderful park. Beautiful lake.
Wait, how did
it's
Mila...
It's called Larkey Park.
But how did Mila say it when she was 2?
I go to Yarkey Park! I want to go to Yarkey Park!
Yeah, I had a feeling it was Yarkey Park.
I like it! So, we went to Yarkey Park, and my wife breaks out the bread, and, we're flipping bread to the ducks, and, you go from 2 to 5 to 10 to 13, and all of a sudden I look over to the left, and it says, in all caps, do not!
Do not!
Do not!
Do not do
feed the ducks! And so I said, Mila, I don't think they yike it.
Yeah, we probably should stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Drop, open up shop is what, you know.
But you didn't get in trouble.
No, but it is frowned upon. These ducks who are already domesticated, and you know what that is,
oh,
right?
For crying out loud.
What kind of a day are we having here?
It's a domestic. Yeah, well, thank you.
It's a domestication sensation.
It is.
You're not going to feed the ducks. What are they going to do? They're not going to go out there and like do what normal duck things do because they live at Yarkey Park.
Right.
They've already been raised to like swim up to humans.
That's why they're at Yarkey Park.
Is that a bean burrito? Right. I'll take some. Is that a hoagie?
Oh,
whatever.
Gosh.
Anyway.
I can't believe you just said hoagie. I'm going to try to make Philly cheesesteaks tonight for the first time in my life. I've never made them before, but it's a special request from the kids.
I don't know what's in a hoagie, but it just sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like a sloppy Joe? That sounds fun.
I had a friend at San Mateo High School, and his name was Jeremy Hoag, and he got called Hoagie.
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We had a couple of twins that were the Hoag brothers at Casa Grande back in the day.
Oh.
Can't remember that. Mike was one of them. I can't remember his twin brother's name. I'll look it up.
You got to text him and ask him if they know Jeremy. Maybe he's a distant cousin.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But the Hoagie and the Sloppy Joe, and I mentioned Sloppy Joe because Joe Feliciano yesterday stopped himself after two Sloppy Joes.
He did.
He wanted a third, but he's trying to stay in shape.
His name's John, but that's okay.
Did I say Joe?
You did. We got a lot of them on this.
I said Sloppy John.
Said Joe.
We got a lot of Joes on the station.
But I went from Sloppy Joe to Joe Feliciano. It's allowable.
It's fine. Whatever.
Jose Feliciano is actually a person.
Yes, he is. All right. This Sunday, the tailgate destination.
Don't do it.
I won't. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. All right. The pregame show is at 10 with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings, okay? Games in the parking lot. Not the Niner game. We've got other games, like things to do. Have some fun. Food, drinks. We know that at Laughing Monk. It's fantastic. This is your place to watch all the early games. And then if you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium and join for the pregame party. And you can take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. In fact, you can sign up for that at 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show link and get your spot on the shuttle now. For those of you who have never been, Laughing Monk Brewing is at 1235 Oak Mead Parkway. It's right near the stadium, and that's where we'll be. And so we will see you there.
Right. And if you're going to the game, there's no better thing to do than to go to Laughing Monk Brewing and park there, which I believe it's free because it's not the red lot, green lot, blue yacht, yellow yacht, and you get on the shuttle,
right.
And there are 9 games. It's a nano box on Sunday.
And the shuttle's not free. I want to make sure everybody heard you right. The shuttle's not free.
Fine.
But the parking spot, you're fine.
Right.
And so, yes, you all know this. If you've been to a Niner game before, go early. For God's sakes, go early because it gets really, really difficult to navigate if you do it right around game
9
time.
Games in the 10 o'clock window.
Strong.
It's a nano box, and just scanning the slate.
Yep.
You've got Rams at Eagles, a battle of 2-0 teams.
That's a hell of a game.
That's a great game. You've got, I think that's the only one in the early window, as I do my Scott Hansen in the early window. That's the only one among unbeatens on Sunday.
Oh, that's the only 2-0 versus 2-0?
Yep. The only other 2-0 versus 2-0 is the game that we will be all yacked in on, which is Niners-Cardinals.
Niners-Cardinals.
Yeah. Chargers or Broncos, that's not a battle of 2-0s. And Bucks and Jets, that actually is an interesting one because, you know, the Jets on the road getting 6 and a hook against a Tampa team that's been Houdini. They're a Houdini 2-0.
Well, and they've got some injuries now, too. There was the thought that Baker Mayfield was going to be limited in practice, but I read he went ahead and practiced in full. But their young, really good-looking wide receiver, Emeka Ibuka, did not practice
today. Oh, no, he
did
came
not
up
practice.
Hurt.
Yeah, he was getting worked on there at the end of the game. He finished, but he was getting a little worked on, so we'll see. Yeah, how many 2-0s are left? You got the Bills tomorrow night.
Yep.
You got the Bengals, which feels like a fake 2-0.
Packers at the Browns
right?
In the early window.
There's just one 2-0 in each AFC division, the Colts and Chargers being the others.
Colts at Tennessee.
Okay.
Bengals at Vikings. Rams and Eagles, a battle of 2-0s. The Bucks and Jets, as mentioned. And then you've got the Chargers hosting Denver. That's an interesting one. Only a 2.5-point spread.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a tough matchup. That's two good defenses right there.
And then you've got Niners and Cards, and then you've got, and that's it. End of 2-0s.
Every division in football has one 2-0 team except for the NFC West. They have three. Three. And the only reason they don't have four is because they played each other at one point, Seahawks and 49ers.
Right.
So there you go. That's 10 2-0 teams left in the league, and three of them are in the NFC West, and two of them will battle each other this week at Levi's Stadium. So anyway, there's that. 888-957-9570. We want to get a little bit further into Kyle Shanahan, the comments made yesterday by Matt Barrows, the Brock Purdy situation. He did practice today, but in a limited form. He was the QB3. He did not look like he was limping. This is according to those who were there. I think it's unlikely that he plays, but it's a maybe. And I'm not really hesitant to put him back out there if the doctors are cool with it. I don't know if the doctors are cool with it. The fact that they practiced him the way that they did this week says to me that they're at least they're setting the expectation that he won't play. But the fact that they're already comfortable putting him out there on the practice field at minimum says that this is going well. This is going ahead or right at the front of the schedule that they set for his return.
For sure. So, I mean, the front would be 2 weeks. Right. They 2-5 was the report, and it's been one. So at the front of it would be 2 weeks, which would tell me that he wouldn't play. And you'd be having him ready for Jacksonville the week after. And the thing about having him ready for Jacksonville the week after is that they play the Rams 4 days later. So it doesn't mean that you can't play him now and in a week and 4 days after that. I just wonder if in the back of their mind, the fact that Mac looked good and they won and you're 2-0, if that doesn't play into it. And I know that, you know, Shanahan always wants to play the guy who is going to give him the best chance to win, which is Brock Purdy. I'm going to give you that. I don't need to give you that. It's a fact. But even in a small sample, Mac Jones was good enough to win a game on the road. And now you've got Arizona. And, you know, if you've got Brock Purdy, who is, if Brock's 100%, he plays. If he's 90%, he plays. If he's 80%, if he's 70%, there's a point where, I mean, that's the thing. And I'm not the one to make the call, but I do think there's a point as you go down that scale. Like if Brock is 50-50, okay, no.
Yeah, no.
If he's 60-40?
I don't know how you do the percentage thing, though. I get what you're saying, but I don't know if they do that. I don't know. You know, sometimes you ever do that? Like you're making me think of, it's so funny. You know, the business that the lovely Christie opened, the EMS. And so
I'm going to head in there too.
You should. The electromuscular therapy. It works. It's really, really great. But the point is she'll ask you throughout sometimes, where are you at with regard to your intensity of the therapy, right? Like, are you, is it a 7? Is it an 8? Is it a 9? And I'm like, I'm 7. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. What's my frame of reference? Are you asking me if I'm in pain? No. Like, it doesn't hurt. Are you asking me if it's too much? It's not too much. No one's ever going to admit that. Like, same time, what percentage are you at, Brock? I don't know. You know, 65, 70. Here's how I'd say it. And again, I'm only guessing too. I'm not a doctor. But I think they need to look at it simply as, are you being irresponsible or are you not? Are you endangering the rest of the season by doing what you're doing? If the answer is even maybe, then I'm keeping Brock Purdy on the sideline. But if a doctor says, no, like we're good to go here. This is simply a matter of a pain threshold. And Brock's like, I'm moving around pretty good. Then I have no issue playing him at all. None. Because I actually think it's a figment of our imagination to say, if you save him for another week, that ensures that he's going to, or at least gives you, you know, the feeling that, that's saving him for the rest of the season. I don't know that there's any likelihood change in injury by waiting another week.
Well, that's a doctor question. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you've got a turf toe or if it's a variant of a turf toe, whatever it is, the turf toe is by the very nature a sprain. So can a sprain be better with a week less of full football activity? Absolutely. So if Brock Purdy is at 70%, then if you have him wait another week and he can get to 90%, well, then that, for me, makes perfect sense. But if he's at 80% and if you wait one more week, he can get to 90%, well, then the gain is not as much worth the wait as it would be if he was further down the scale. But the other part of it is if you're at 70% or 80% and, you know, you're not fully ready, totally 100% ready, and something happens to the toe again, not that you're going to go full Joe Burrow 3 months, right, but you might get into a spot where it re-sprains, and now you're looking at a real 4 to 6.
Yeah, that's the question that I would want answered, which, you know, we don't get. But that the question I'd want answered is, how much of a risk are you taking in terms of furthering this injury by going out there? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Big game tonight, and Pods will join us in an hour. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I just want to know, are you putting your current injury in further danger by playing? If not, I'm playing you, and I'd like to add something else to this conversation as to why. I think people are making a mistake when they do one of two things. A, oh, it's only week three. Or B, well, it's the Cardinals. You can beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's not me.
I know that's not you.
Yep.
But I hear that, and I want you to know that everybody who I've ever spoken to who plays or works in the NFL keeps trumpeting the same thing to me through all the years. The most underplayed thing by fans in the NFL is the importance of division games. That is how teams view their schedule. They do not do what we do. Ooh, sexy matchup, right? It's the Niners and Packers on a Sunday night. That is way less important, in fact, than when the Niners play the Cardinals on a whatever Sunday at 1 o'clock. The division game is worth more, period. It just is. You saw it last year. Why are the Niners playing a fourth-place schedule? Because they couldn't win a freaking division game. And they ended up in fourth place and had an embarrassing season. So I want that to be remembered going into this week. This is not just another game. I know it's early, and I know they've already stacked two. But in a way, you're giving one back if you lose this one this weekend, because this is a home game and a division game. And so that is a big, big deal. I'm not in by any stretch telling you that that means Mac can't win the game. I think that he can. Certainly has the opportunity to. He's allowed to. But I also am firmly of the belief that Mac Jones gives you less of a chance of winning any football game when compared to Brock Purdy, especially if he's able to function at his full level. And so that's why if doctors clear him, I'd say go. This is a huge game this week. This is a division game.
Always. Division games are always big. And I'm just looking at last year, and I wonder how many teams won their division but did not have at least the tied for or best record in their division.
Ooh, okay, let me make sure I get your question.
So
last year, you're
eight
saying?
Eight division winners. How many of those eight division winners did not have the best or the tied for best division record in their division?
My bet would be zero.
And you are a winner.
Yeah.
Buffalo, 5-1. Ravens, 4-2. Houston, 5-1. Kansas City, 5-1. Eagles, 5-1. Lions, 6-0.
There you go.
The Bucs and Falcons were both 4-2. And
the Rams and Seahawks.
The Bucs had a two-game lead on Atlanta, so it didn't matter.
Yep.
The Rams and Seahawks, both 4-2.
Yep.
And the Rams won the tiebreaker. So every single division winner had the best record or tied for the best division record.
Well, and what tiebreaker ended up deciding Rams and Seahawks? Did they win both games against Seattle?
I would guess they did. They both were 4-2 in the division.
Well, then they couldn't have, because Seattle lost to the Niners once last year. That was the Niners' only division win. Right?
Right.
Right. So
that sounds right.
Right. So if Seattle's 4-2, they couldn't have lost twice to the Rams. So where did that tiebreaker get to? God, they had the same, they had head to head. The division record is the same. Where did it go next? Did it go to conference record or something?
Probably, or actually,
common opponents,
I think, is in the NFL. And I'm all yocked in on the MLB tiebreaker, which with the Giants win today, I guess we still have to give a crap about.
Extra innings, the Giants win 5-1 today, by the way.
Yep. But I'm, you know, in the NFL, I do think it goes to common opponents first.
Okay.
It goes to head to head, and then I think it's common opponents, then division record. But
I think that might be flipped, but I could be wrong. Yeah. I that's why I asked, because I remember both teams finished 10-7, and the Rams were crowned the division winner. But yeah. So anyway,
the point back to is your original point. Your point is
you've
the
got
point
to win your division game. So please don't flick this game this weekend. Don't do it.
It's common games is the it's head to head, and then it's games played in the division.
Okay, so division record is
then
second.
Then it's common games.
Okay.
Then
okay.
You go to conference, then strength of victory, which is when you get into like the real deep in the weeds of, you know, strength of victory and how you did against the opponents that
so,
you both played and
I mean,
all the rest
I,
of it.
I don't know how it all played out, but that sounds like they went to common opponents, and what might have ended up doing the Seahawks in is that they lost to the Niners and the Rams didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Crazy.
Common opponents.
Especially when you consider the way the Rams won the game in L.A. against the Niners, which was that unbelievable series of ridiculous mistakes that led to the Rams winning that game that they had no business winning.
That's right.
Yeah.
But so, to your point about divisional games, even at that, they both went 10-7, and the Niners had a bit of an uneven year, and the Rams and Seattle both went 4-2. And this year, you could easily see all the West teams going 3-3 against each other.
Sure.
And that's where, you know, the Niners have that leg up. You got Seattle. You got them on the road. So if you lose to Arizona at home, that's a little bit of a give
you
back.
You giving it back.
Yep.
And I don't want to give it back. So, again, can Mac Jones win the game? He's already won one game. Sure, he could win the game. But, yes, I am firmly of the belief that Brock Purdy gives you a better chance to win football games than Mac Jones does. And so, yeah, those are my two questions. First of all, are you performing as your normal self? Because your percentage thing is kind of interesting. When you go, okay, are you 100%? Well, are you 90%? But is 90% of a player, is your performance largely the same? You know, is 80%, is your performance?
Sure.
Like, that's what I want to know. Is your performance dipping, and are you putting yourself in danger of making it worse?
That's the second piece for me is the bigger one.
But if you can answer both of those questions, and even if it hurts a little bit and he's not 100%, I would play him. Because that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Are you ready to play? Let's play, because I don't think NFL franchises look at games and go, oh, we're good. We're 2-0. It's cool if we're 2-1. I just don't, especially a division game, I don't think they look at it that way.
You're right, but you also have to look at it a little bit more global, where you've got three games in 18 days. You've got a Sunday, and a Thursday.
Yep.
And it's not to say that Brock can't play all three. It's not that Mac can't play all three, but you do have 3-18.
Very close to home, by the way. Two home and a trip to L.A.
I'm not so worried about the travel with Brock Purdy's toe as I am worried about Brock Purdy's toe.
Sure.
And if you can give him another week to get that thing closer to 100, well, now he's just got two games in like 5 days, right? He doesn't have to worry about the first one. You play Sunday, you play Thursday, and if you make it out of that, then now you've got 10 more days till you have to play again. So the math of it, the rest of it, I do think that if you get to week three, even though it's divisional and you know you're favored by 1.5 over Arizona, I do think in this moment you are a little bit more cautious than you would be in week 16.
Maybe. But, you know, look, even by virtue of the fact that they let him practice some today and said the words, he's got a chance. Like, I think, and we could talk a little bit more about Kyle Shanahan coming up, and the Giants too, by the way. But if you notice what Kyle does, boy, is he hesitant to raise expectations on a player's injury. That's why he let the whole world lose their mind about Christian McCaffrey, when I think in the back of their minds, they're like, well, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. In fact, you can go to his locker and talk to him. Right? But questionable concern. He's not going to tell you. So the fact that he immediately comes out today, says, yes, limited practice, he's moving well, he's got a chance, tells me that I think he does have a chance. So we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You guys are slower today. Were you guys in Bourbon Street too long last night or something?
Long flight back.
All right.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
I had a good phone chat with that man today.
That man?
That man.
Shasky?
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there.
I had to call him, and I'd be like, what the hell was that rejoin about? Doesn't matter what you. He called me, actually.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Could do you know, once you become an actual adult, how hard it is to rip off a phone call, have someone answer, and have the time to talk? Do you know how hard that is?
Almost impossible.
Feels like winning the lotto.
Well, you and I have talked on the phone. I would say you and I have called each other in 4 years, maybe three times.
Not a lot.
No,
I mean we sit here with each other for 4 hours,
and we've had a couple of like conference calls where
something weird would have to happen to where we got home, and it's like I need to talk to him again.
Super,
like I didn't get a chance to talk to him during the 5 hours that I've been sitting with him.
Seriously.
Already today. Anyway, go ahead.
I have a coworker who his name rhymes with Moo Moo, and occasionally we'll talk on the phone, and it has to be at the exact perfect moment though, right? Because otherwise, it's his show, my show, our show. I'm dropping off a kid. He's driving here. And so it's tough to have that conversation.
Yeah, it's really tough. But he fired off a phone call literally as I was getting into the car after a Costco run today. So I had a half hour drive and nothing but time. So we chopped it up.
Perfect.
We've made up. Everything's fine.
There's no beef.
He's a Willard guy again. It's good. Yeah.
Not according to the sound.
I'm kidding.
I'm gonna have to get to YouTube to see all the people looking for me there on the tube.
Yeah, they're there. You know what else is here is the Giants still sitting there looking at us like, do you believe? And the answer's no. The answer's no. Like I don't. Okay. A number of weeks ago, we had a funeral on this show. We had a Giants funeral, and we buried them. And then, and I don't mean buried them like we ripped them, but like we buried them. It was
over. You put the season to bed.
Yeah. And then they did this thing, And so we were supposed to be like, did we bury them alive? And for a minute we thought, yes, we certainly did Friday night when Patrick Bailey went yard against the Dodgers.
Walk-off slam.
Dude, what an incredible moment. And then they uncork an awful four-game losing streak that was even worse than it sounds. Like, just horrible baseball for 4 days. And so you fall behind the Diamondbacks and you lose the tiebreaker to them. And last night in extra innings, you're like, okay, it's over. It's over. But in the most annoyingly Giants way, they go out and they grind one. This was hard today. It was like 0-0 going into extra innings.
They had two hits again.
Again. And the Diamondbacks had runners at third with only one out in the bottom of the ninth and the tenth and all of these things. And somehow the Giants won the baseball game. And so you're like, but I already gave up. Yet, if the Mets lose tonight, Ken, are the Mets going to lose tonight? Okay, yeah, he says probably. So if the Mets lose tonight, I'm not saying it looks good, but you open up the standings and it's like they're two back.
Two back, but three back.
And actually, also behind Arizona, and they're more than whatever behind them that it looks like, because they don't have the tiebreaker over them either.
Nope. So, and they may not over Cincinnati either.
Also correct.
Pending Cincinnati's record against the Central and the Giants' record against the West.
And the Reds have already won today. And those two losses, the last two nights, were losses against the West. Yep. And they're on a plane for L.A. right now for four games.
To face the Angels?
No.
Oh. Be a lot cooler if they were.
What a weird year.
It's weird, but you, we talked about it yesterday, and you actually read the tweet that Grandy had shared about the past 500 games, and now it's 502 games, and over the past 502 games, they're 251 and 251. So it's actually not weird at all. What's weird is that we all rise with the highs and sink with the lows. You are what your record says you are over 502 games.
No doubt. But if they were just a 500 team, I would go, okay. But the highs have been very high and the lows very low. I think that's kind of my point. I've seen 500 seasons. I've never seen them where you're like, this is the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, you can't get them out. Like, everybody's got a 900 OPS for extended periods of time. Plus, it's a team that, and I've never, Dibs, I'll swear on my life, I don't remember ever feeling this way. I've never seen a team contend for the playoffs in a real way after being sellers at the deadline. I don't remember that in my Giants fandom life.
It's pretty wild.
So this is a really stupid year. It's just a weird year. And the range of emotions has been... I don't know. It's like fun at times, but in the end of it all, it's just kind of like, well, what a weird ride did we just go on? Like, I don't know. I have not made sense of this yet, I guess is the best way for me to put it.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of it when it looks like it's going to end the way that this is going to end. And I did this exercise about a week ago when they were on that 13-4 run. And I looked at 2014 where they went 5-13 over a stretch to fall to 63-57, which I know is better than this team has been, but then they went 19-8, and then they went 6-9, and then they wound up giving up the wild card to Pittsburgh, and then they went to Pittsburgh and they won that game 8-0, Brandon Belt, and then they went on to win the World Series, and that year they ended up 88-74. This year won't end that way, but you could look at previous years where they've kind of done this, not to this extreme. And in the years that they've done this, they've had a cushion. And we talk about the Warriors in 2022, where they started 12-3 and they had that cushion. And even though Steph missed a month and the last 20 games were a little bit lopsided and kind of ugly, they had that cushion. This team this year, they had a cushion early. I think they started 12-3,
they
right?
Started really well.
And then you gave up the cushion, and then since then, it's been, oh, my God, they're great, yeah. And oh, my God, sell everyone. And it's been a Jekyll and Hyde for like 4 months now.
Y'all have any regrets? Do you think the Giants have any regrets about being sellers at the deadline? The margins are razor thin.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Who do you want back?
I
looked at this yesterday.
Yeah.
And you look at Yaz with Kansas City.
He's been fantastic.
He's been great.
Or he was. I haven't been checking in on him
lately. He's got almost as many home runs in Kansas City as he did here. I think he's got great. 7 there and he had 8 here.
That one doesn't terribly bother me because it's been nice to get a look at Luis Matos. I don't know from a baseball perspective is this is great, but like Drew Gilbert has been funny. I guess that's weird. I didn't know that the Giants were acquiring not just an outfielder, but somebody who will eat uniforms.
Right. The San Diego Chicken.
Choke people in the dugout.
Lucille.
Like, pelvic thrust the dugout. Like, just very odd, but entertaining.
Sure.
So okay, there's that.
Do you miss Octavio Doval? And I'm just saying that because Octavio Dotel was kind of like Camilo Doval has become.
He's been horrible in New York.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he would have been horrible here. He was unreliable here, but not horrible. And I can tell you that I do not want Ryan Walker to be the closer ever again.
Nope.
Don't want that. And I know that maybe that's unfair because Randy Rodriguez got hurt. But at the same time, if you're asking me right now, would I undo the Doval deal if I could? Like, literally the only thing he got out of the Doval deal is a promise of this interesting catcher at AAA who may or may not be something. And Patrick Bailey has been much better the last handful of weeks. So people are, that drumbeat has stopped. I don't know, man.
You missed Tyler Rogers.
Well, Tyler Rogers is who led to Drew Gilbert with the pelvic thrusts.
Yep. And he's been almost as good with the Mets as he was here.
Yeah, he
2.14 ERA.
He gave up a game over the weekend. He was part of a blown lead last week for the Mets. But yeah, he's Tyler's super consistent. Love Tyler Rogers.
His numbers are nearly identical as what he did here.
Giants got Gilbert, Buto, the reliever Buto, and then another, that Blade guy who was going to come up.
Yeah,
he was going to come up. He's about to come up, and then he got hurt. And I think it's pretty significant hurt, right? Like, is he missing next year too? I don't know about that. Maybe I'm overstating that. But anyway, that feels like a really smart trade in the big picture. Put it this way, though. If I told you, hey, if the Giants undid those deals, would they be 2 games better in the standings right now? Probably.
I doubt it.
I don't know, man. Ryan Walker has not been good.
Doval was, teetering, and Rodriguez got hurt, so you can't unhurt him.
No, you can't.
And, Tyler Rogers is still the same guy that he was, and Yaz has been mostly good. He doesn't play every day. And I don't know about the intangibles of having Gilbert come in. And it took a while for his emotional impact to be felt. But when he got here, it felt like things turned. I'm not giving him all the credit, but definitely things changed when they made all these trades.
Yeah, I also wonder if there's not actually a bunch of other stuff at work there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we can zero in and be like, why'd the Giants start playing well? Well, Drew Gilbert was at his pelvic thrust and he was eating Robbie Ray's jersey. So right. All of a sudden the Giants played well. I think Devers finally got comfortable.
Yep.
I think Adames, who knows what the freaking reason was there, but
Oh. You
know, he
almost went Feliciano on us.
You know, like, it's Wednesday night. Let's get edgy. I think he started to look like himself. Was that attached to Devers? I don't know. Chapman gets healthy. The weird thing is that the bullpen kept performing even though it got obliterated. Like, you obliterated the bullpen, and it still performed. Not quite as good, but still really good. But I just, I don't know, man. Maybe they took it as almost offensive. Maybe the players, and I'm not saying that meaning they were disagreeing with what Buster did. I don't know how you could. They played so horribly leading up to the deadline, but maybe it was like a personal affront. We're like, oh my God, like we've been in the playoffs picture this whole year, and we just found a way to turn our GM into a seller. Like, this is ridiculous. And maybe they were embarrassed by that and it ignited them. I don't know. But it's an odd thing to sit here two games out. And again, maybe they're three out. I don't know what the Mets are going to do tonight.
Tied right now with the Padres at 1-1.
All right.
And we'll throw it up on the big screen here when we get an opportunity. And that game is in the top of the second. Padres are batting. It's a run apiece early on. So that game actually quietly becomes big because if the Mets win, Giants and Reds both three back, D-backs 2.5 back, and they're three behind the Mets in the loss column. The Mets have only played 151, and the D-backs have played 153.
Hmm.
So there's a little bit of a staggered situation. That must mean the Mets will play tomorrow on the Thursday. And, you know,
the Giants do too, though.
Right.
It's a four-gamer this weekend.
Well, the Mets and Giants after today will have played the same amount of games. So if the Mets lose, the Giants are two back, but not owning the tiebreaker. So three back with 10 to play. It's getting late early.
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
No, I don't find it realistic. And I sent a second RIP tweet last night. That, to me, that was it. You had to win two out of three in Arizona. You didn't. So, like, I'm not biting.
Did you do RIP two? RIPP?
I don't remember what I tweeted. I was just like,
RIPA, rest in peace again. Shout out Kelly Ripa.
I wrote something along the lines of what an appropriate way for the Giants season to end. Niners are 2-0. Warrior camp starts in 2 weeks. I wrote something like that.
Okay.
Because it was Ryan Walker on the hill and him often having no clue where the hell he's throwing the baseball. It's all over the place. Hitting people.
Yeah.
People are diving out of the way. They'll throw it right down the middle. And then they'll bunt it to him and he has no idea how to throw it to first base either. It's a super frustrating pitcher to watch right now, especially. He was great last year.
Yep.
But
well, I mean, maybe this will change your tune. The Padres have struck again. In the second, they lead the Mets 2-1.
It does not change my tune.
Okay.
Like, I can sit here, I
still
think.
Still batting.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Cronenworth with a little base knock. Couple of base runners.
All right.
Never mind, the inning's over.
Okay.
2-1, going to the bottom of the second.
Can we, is it
I
on?
I told you at
no,
the next break. I'd put it on.
I don't think it's on. Where is it on?
We get every channel. We're a sports thing. You know what?
No, we don't get every channel. We don't get, do we?
How do you think we've had every Mets game
on? That was a national game yesterday. Okay. All right. We have the package.
We're watching it in here.
Brandy. We have the package?
Yes. Brandy.
I didn't know we had the package.
Control your host.
We don't have the
NBA. I can come in there and change the channel for you.
I've done it every day for a week and a half.
We don't
normally
have
not while the show's on air.
You're telling me we got the NBA package in here?
We're not talking about the NBA,
well, you
dog.
Said we're a sports station. We get every game,
we
dog.
Do, yes. We could watch Charlotte Hornets
thank
basketball.
You.
Then why don't we?
Because we're doing a show. And when something's on, you don't look at me and I'm needy. Thank you. Just do what we always do. You talk, I'll make noises, and I'll put it on.
Yeah, we're getting to...
good point.
JLC and... Thank you. I'll need another one.
No, lay out something, and I'll do it. That's a good co-sell. It's
all
a four.
Right, yeah, turn the game on, for crying out loud.
I'm trying to turn it on.
Jeez. Anyway, no, it does not change my tune. I get to split the difference here. I do. And the Giants owe their fans that. You get to both sit here and say that, yes, I'm going to scoreboard watch and I'm going to root for the Padres. But no, I'm not doing banana in the tailpipe. So if the Mets win tonight, I'm not getting excited. I got a game to watch tonight. It's called the Valkyries game. That's the game I'm watching tonight. Outside of that, sure, I hope the Padres beat the Mets. I hope the little number next to the Giants in the standings moves to 2. But if it does, I'm not going to suddenly get playoff fever. I had it Friday night. I drove to Tahoe. Bailey put one in the tank. And the Giants won, and I had playoff fever. And then they ruined it. Again. Yeah, how's your we get every game thing going now?
We got battery issues, bro.
Good Lord, dude. I mean, put the game on, for crying out loud. All right, Granny's coming in to help. Will you sit down? Yeah, put the game on. But that's fair, isn't it?
Sure.
Go Padres. But also, whatever. You're not making it. And
I'm just going to say this once.
I'm breaking my own rule. You've got as many losses as wins.
Right. So what are we even talking about? But
the Giants. But
the math is there.
I know the math is there.
It's just my one time only. Yeah. 6:39. Thank you, Grandy.
All right.
And this is...
Oh, they're out there eating donuts in New York.
Yeah. Anyway, what's bugging me is...
it's not Friday, Dibs.
No. And I should save it, but four things are bugging me. But okay. I need to bring in my own batteries for this remote because this remote's batteries are not really working. So you try to change the channel and it doesn't work.
Okay. But all right.
That's on me. So anyway, yeah, go Padres. The Giants would be 2 back, which is really 3 back with 10 to go. And if you're 2 back, but you need to get 3 games better, if you go 8-2, you would need the Mets to go 5-5, and
that's possible.
You would need other teams to also not be very good.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not, that's the thing. You've become background noise again.
Oh, wow.
Not you.
I mean, what else is new on
the
this
Giants.
Program?
Yeah, like that, you can tell me what happened at the end of the night. And if the Giants are 2 back, that's great. And if they're 1 back, that's great. If they get to tied, okay, let's talk. But what do we got here? You lost the tiebreakers to everybody, and there's 4 teams involved, and you're on the back end of all of them, and you haven't even won more games than you've lost.
And you're going to L.A.
And you're going to L.A. Yeah. Come on. What are we doing?
It's a long shot. Absolutely, it's a long shot. And, it's more likely that Brock Purdy plays on Sunday. Certainly, it's more likely, actually, that the 49ers go to the Super Bowl than it is the Giants make the playoffs. And that's...
Absolutely it is.
Well, I mean, the 49ers to make the Super Bowl right now is probably about 10%, I would guess.
I'll look it up.
And the Giants are probably a little bit lower than that. And I'm just spitballing on the 49ers because, oh boy, that schedule. Schedule's pretty easy, but yeah. If you look at teams in the NFC, there are at least 1 or 2, maybe more teams that are... clearly better than you.
You want to do this right now?
Let's do it.
Game show music, please. 1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm not going to give you the number. Go ahead. What's your list of teams that have better Super Bowl championship odds than the Niners right now?
In the NFC or
better,
across the league?
All teams. And they have to have better, not tied.
Okay.
Better.
Well,
better odds.
Yeah, better odds would be Philadelphia and... Buffalo.
Ding.
And Baltimore.
Ding.
And Green Bay.
Ding.
And Detroit.
Ding.
And, what's weird is even though they're 0-2, I'm not going to say Kansas City because Kansas City.
Ding.
That's crazy. They're 0-2. Only 11% of 0-2 teams make the playoffs historically, but mm-hmm. yeah, better odds. What about Chargers?
Ding, and that's the list.
That's the list, yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I was going to throw the Rams in too, but the Rams might have the same odds.
The Rams and the 49ers have exactly the same
odds.
Which
is 20-1?
Plus 1,900.
So plus 1,900 implied is about a 6% chance.
Yep.
Because I think 20-1 would be a 5% chance, and so the Giants right now to make the playoffs are right about at the same level.
Baltimore is your current favorite, plus 500. Buffalo's next, plus 550. Green Bay, plus 650. Philadelphia, plus 750. Kansas City, plus 1,300. Detroit, plus 1,700. Chargers, plus 1,800. Niners and Rams, plus 1,900. And then it jumps to Washington, Tampa Bay, Denver, Minnesota, Arizona.
Mm. Man, it's... Yeah, and if you think about those odds... I like the Chargers as a nice price, but if you think about the new playoff format, one team gets a bye. Mm-hmm. So if you're the top seed in the AFC or the NFC, you get that bye into the second round of the playoffs. Who is likely to get the bye based on their division, their schedule, etc.? And I like Buffalo right now to get that one seed. Miami is an absolute disaster.
And they've got a game in hand on Baltimore because they beat them head-to-head.
New England.
If they come up tied, Buffalo gets it.
I think the Jets and New England, that division, Buffalo is going to win it probably at 14-3, and nobody else could have a winning record. Among New England, the Jets, and Miami, you might have 14-3, 8-9, 5-12, and 3-14. That might be that breakdown.
Might be right.
So
might be right.
Buffalo might get the one seed and get a break.
Justin Fields officially announced out today, by the way.
Okay.
So yeah, that will be Tyrod Taylor coming up this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.